Pete is a smart guy of the Bluegrass Boys here, and he has show dates over there and everything about it. And he can really talk to you better on this than I can, I guess.
Okay, why don't you come over, Pete?
We'll be leaving for England on the 23rd of May and coming back on June 13th. And I ought to mention we'll be at the Starlight Room on the 19th of May.
Where are you going to be in England and Scotland, I think they'll mention.
Probably. Yeah. Different towns every night, I can't remember.
Would you know exactly how this all came about? I mean, how is it that that you managed to get the trip going to Europe?
Well, I wrote to Bill Clifton and asked him the possibility of a tour over there. Mm-hmm. And he wrote back a favorable reply.
Bill Clifton has been there himself for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, for about 5 years.
I see.
And Roy Guest at the Folk Society over there helped mm-hmm. us to arrange the tour.
How long have you yourself been playing with Bill, Pete?
It's been just over a year.
How do you like it?
It's bluegrass music.
It's bluegrass music. It is exactly bluegrass music. Nothing at all different. You, of course, have been learning I've noticed myself in observing you since the beginning days with the Bluegrass Boys. What are some of the things that you've been picking up from Bill, you think?
Well, how to control my voice more, mm-hmm. and how to put the right kind of tone on it, and get on top of notes.
Mm-hmm. How does the actual instruction go on? Does he tell you what you're doing wrong, or does he do it right and let you try to imitate it, or what?
Well, we stand up at the microphone and sing, you see.
Practice.
And that's how you do it.
And you kind of just get to understand what's supposed to be the right way after you hear it done the right way for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. And how about your guitar playing?
Well,
I think it's pretty good myself. I thought you did an awfully good job of helping push the band get a good sound.
Well, what Bill does is it's the new ideas that we come up with, he'll help define them and clean them up. And so when you hear them, it's a combination of his mind and ours.
A finished product, huh?
Yeah.
You yourself, I heard that you came to bluegrass from college, which is not exactly the normal way of going. You were in college just before you came to the Bluegrass Boys, is that right?
Yeah, I fell out of it and into bluegrass.
I see. How did that exactly happen?
Well, I left school to play music around Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with Bill Keith and Jim Rooney at the time. Bill came up and needed a guitar player for a show that he was doing in Barrie, Vermont. And I played with him up there and then joined him in Nashville a couple of months later.
I see. And you've been going since?
Yeah.
Well, how about giving us an example of Pete Rowan's fine singing abilities? We're going to get ready to go with another song now, is that right?
How much more time do we have on the program here?
We have about 20 minutes or so.
You know, I have an awful good friend up in this part of the country, Tex Logan. Why don't we dedicate Pete's number to him?
Fine.
Okay. Pete, what do you want to sing for
the folks? I'd like to do the Willow Garden.